हरि ओम, वी कैन स्टार्ट। ओम ओम ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। ॐ समस्त जन कल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं। ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधिता भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथिता पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणी भगवती अष्टादशाध्यायनी अम्बत्वामनुसन्दधामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवै वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदुत्सुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः वाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री गणेशाय नमः। ॐ श्री सरस्वत्यै नमः। ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। Not spotlighting. It's not spotlighting.
Originally, you know.
Yeah. Okay, Hari Om. So we are going to be finishing the 17th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita today. Just to summarize what we have covered in this 17th chapter, which is called Shraddha Traya Vibhaga Yoga, the three kinds of Shraddha. And it started with Arjuna's question that if a person does not have faith in the scriptures, but still does his duty, he has not studied the scriptures, but does what is right, then is his Shraddha Sattvic, Rajasic or Tamasic? So Bhagavan Sri Krishna took this opportunity to educate us on the three kinds of Shraddha. What is Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic? So Sattvic depends on Sattvic knowledge, which is the correct kind of knowledge, the right knowledge leading to right activities. And purity, all those good qualities are in sattva. People who are rajasic are more passionate, sometimes selfish, accomplish a lot, but they also could harm others through their selfish activities. And tamasic are the people who basically are lazy, indolent, And if they do activities, it is to harm society and to harm themselves, not even to benefit themselves. So these three kinds of people, then Bhagwan talked about the three kinds of role models they have. The sattvic people worship gods and sadhus and divine people. Rajasic people go to people who are successful, powerful, rich. And then tamasic people associate with gangsters, criminals, and so on. And then also Bhagavan talked about the three kinds of diet, you know, sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic diet. And then the activities done by these people, when they do yajna, when they do sacrifices, then what is their motive? How do they sacrifice? We had covered in detail in the previous talks, so we won't go into that. And then when they do tapas also, it can be sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic. And even danam, charity, can be sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic. Sattvic activities are where I'm doing good for others and the charity is done to the right person at the right time without expecting anything. Rajasic is when somebody gives something to someone, what am I going to get out of it? So there is a selfish motive. And tamasic, again, danam is to insult or hurt somebody and then give it. So then Bhagwan thought that we as people are always worried, and Arjuna may even have asked the question that how am I able to keep my mind always in sattva? Sometimes I want to do sattvic, but I end up doing something selfish, or I end up doing something harmful or hurtful to others. How am I always going to keep my mind in knowledge, in purity? So Bhagavan gives us a magic formula. He says, Om Tat Sat Iti Nirdesha Brahmana Trividha Smritaha. He says that Om Tat Sat are the three names of Brahman, of this Supreme Consciousness. And when that is chanted, then all our activities, tamasic or rajasic, can also become sattvic. So they say, how can just chanting that? So we had studied last week that these are not just names of God, but Om represents the transcendental supreme reality that is beyond name and form, beyond the mind. And Om is chanted before every mantra, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, any Om Bhur Bhuva Swaha. So any mantra, any auspicious act that is done, it starts with Om, offering yajnas in the fire. And then Tat also we had studied last week is that supreme reality, that Brahman, that supreme. That's why they say Tat Tvamasi. You and that Brahman are one, because that Brahman alone has become this entire universe. So the whole universe emerges from that, is sustained, and then merges back into that. So the Brahman itself has become this whole universe. So this whole universe is nothing but that one consciousness. And it is, and Bhagwan said that any activities that are done which are unselfish are tat. Because when I'm seeing everybody else and doing activities unselfishly and for moksha kangshi belief, those who are desirous of moksha, such activities, then they chant tat and do activities with that goal in mind, that keeping that one consciousness, and that is my goal. Actually, that consciousness and I are one. That's what they say in Chandogya Upanishad, Tattvamasi, that one consciousness has become everything, just as one mud becomes all parts and parts are nothing but mud. One gold becomes all ornaments. Ornaments are nothing but gold. So when that one consciousness has become all of us, then we are not separate from that. So that is where we ended. Today we will cover Sat. So Om and Tat have already been covered by Bhagwan. Today he will talk to us about what is this Sat. Om Tat Sat. So chapter 17, shloka number 26. Sadbhave sadhu bhave cha. Sadityet tat prayujyate. Prashaste karmani tatha. Sat shabda partha yujyate. Together. Sadbhave sadhu bhave cha. Sadityet tat prayujyate. Prashaste karmani tatha. Sat shabda partha yujyate. So today's three shlokas talk about Sat. Om Tat Sat. So the third aspect of Brahman, Sat. And Bhagavan says Sat Bhave. Sat means, what is Sat Bhave? With that idea of Sat is reality. That unchanging, immutable reality, which is also called as truth. And Sadhu Bhave means goodness. So in the nature of truth and goodness, reality and goodness, in that nature, Sat iti etat prayujyate. So Sat etat, in this way, iti etat prayujyate is used, is chanted when we are talking about that supreme reality, which is of the nature of truth and goodness. And then Bhagavan says, prashaste karmani tatha. Prashaste means auspicious activities. Karmani means in auspicious activities also. Tatha, sat shabda. The word sat is used, O Partha, O Arjuna. It is used when auspicious activities are performed and also denotes truth, reality, and goodness. So let us study what this beautiful word Sat means. So when we talk about truth or reality, it is that which is existence. That is also called Sat. Sat means existence. So we all exist. This chair exists. The computer exists. This mic exists. So anything that exists is because of the existence principle. If there was no existence principle, there would be nothing existing. So anything that exists, trees, even space that exists, even stars, moon, everything is nothing but that existence principle manifesting as all of that. So you and I, all of us, are that one existence manifesting apparently as different. I am different from him and her and the ones on Zoom, but in reality, we all are that one existence appearing as many. We'll talk about that. And anything that is goodness, that is good, that is all the good qualities, love, compassion, kindness, unselfishness. So when a person is working with those kind of qualities, when I'm sharing, when I'm helping, when I'm kind, when I'm compassionate, then such an individual is said to be a manifestation of that supreme. And that's what we see in the lives of all these great Mahatmas, teachers, Puja Gurudev, Swami Chinmayananda, and all of them. When they functioned in the world, their mind was always in contact with that supreme reality. So every activity of theirs is Sat, is truth, is real. And Puja Gurudev, Swami Chinmayananda ji left, took Mahasamadhi in 1993, but his mission continues to grow. And these people are never forgotten. They are always there. Mirabai, no matter how many centuries pass by, people will sing her bhajans, remember her, Buddha, Jesus Christ, Shankaracharya ji. So these people realized the truth essence within them, and then they manifested that, whether it was in their teachings, in their songs, in their bhajans, in their organizational skills, so that truth, that essence manifested in all their activities, in every action of these people that were working in the world, always manifested that sat, that truth, that essence. So Om is that transcendental reality. Tat is that essence which appears in this universe. And Sat is the truth, the reality, or the goodness. And Mahatma Gandhi, one place he says that when I see this world, even though I see the variety of change, there is one changeless substratum. And that Sat has been, the truth has been my principle, my guiding principle throughout my life. And that is what sustained me even in all those difficult times, in all those difficult paths. And so that one changeless reality, one substratum has become this whole universe. And even though the world is changing, but that constant changeless reality is the one and the same. That's why we chant, you know, at the end of our Bal Vihar, at the end of every puja, every major event, Asato ma sat gamaya, tamaso ma jyotir gamaya, mrityor ma amritam gamaya. So, O God, may I go from asat to sat. Asat here means untruth. May I go from untruth to truth. Also means may I go from temporary to permanent. Tamaso ma jyotir gamaya. May I go from darkness to light. And mrityor ma amritam gamayam does not mean that may I never die, but may I not identify with this changing mortal body, and may my mind always be on that immortal essence. That is who I really am. So even though I think myself to be this body, mind, and intellect, my true nature is Om, consciousness, and that is who I really am. So this body, mind, and intellect becomes a perceiver, feeble, feeler, and thinker in this world of objects, emotions, and thoughts. But it is my vasanas that are blocking my Om, my true reality. So tamaso ma jyotirgamaya. May I go from darkness to light. May I go from mortality to immortality. May I realize my immortal essence as Om, as consciousness. So that is our prayer to Bhagwan. And then it is also said, prashaste karmani tatha. All auspicious activities are represented by the word sat. So when any auspicious activity is done, when I'm doing any puja, when I'm doing any tapas, when I'm doing some austerity, self-control, when we do yajnas, we'll talk a little more about that in the next shloka. But when these offerings are made into the fire and we invite the Brahmins, the Pandit, and then he does the offerings, chanting Om and so on, then that is also Sat. And not only religious activities, but any auspicious activity. When I'm doing social service, community service, spending my time in helping others, giving unselfishly, doing charity, all auspicious activities, when somebody is leading people on the right path, giving them the right knowledge, all that is Sat, all that is truth. And so any auspicious activity is considered as Sat, Bhagwan says. And it is said, you know, when we buy a house, we buy umbrella insurance, right? That covers my house, my car, my office, everything else. So Sat is like that umbrella insurance. When you do activities dedicated to God, then every activity becomes pure. Because when I, last week also we had, not last week, but before Christmas when we met, we had that story of Ramakrishna Paramhansa and this person who used to drink a lot. We covered that in detail. And he said, before drinking, just offer the first drink to Mother Kali. He was an alcoholic and he was a devotee of Mother. And he couldn't. After 1 week, he said, I can't drink anymore. How can I offer to God and then do? So that's what they say. It is like an umbrella insurance that covers all activities. Once you dedicate them to God and you see God in every activity, then your activity cannot be selfish, cannot be dishonest, cannot lie, cheat others. So invoking God's name and presence as Sat, Om Tat Sat, it covers and purifies all your activities. And Sat alone was there before the universe started. That's what in Chandogya Upanishad it says, Sateva Soumya Idam Agre Asit. The teacher tells the student, the teacher was the father in Chandogya, and the student was Shweta Ketu. And he says, oh dear child, in the beginning, Sat Eva, Sat alone was. That means the Brahman, the consciousness alone was. And then from that emerged this whole universe. So that's the glory of chanting Sat or remembering Sat, is that I remember that supreme reality, that truth, that essence from whom this whole universe came. And this whole universe is nothing but that one alone. So it gives us a feeling of oneness. That's what we will see in these lives of great Mahatmas. They saw oneness everywhere. They did not distinguish between this belongs to my religion, my faith, my caste. It is only ignorance that divides us. Otherwise, in the supreme, in God's eyes, we are one. And in Mahatmas who have become one with that, they don't see even people who persecute them. They do not hate them. So the only way to see oneness is to see God in everybody. And that is the meaning of chanting Sat, Om Tat Sat, before doing any activity, because then all tamasic and rajasic activities also become sattvic. Any selfish or passionate activities become pure when we remember God. So that is shloka number 26. Now, Bhagwan will expand a little bit more on what is this Sat in shloka number 27, chapter 17, shloka 27. Yagne tapasi dane cha.
Yagne tapasi dane cha.
Sthiti saditi chochyate.
Sthiti saditi chochyate.
Karma chaiva tadarthiyam. Sadityevabhidhiyate.
Sadityevabhidhiyate.
Can all chant together. Yagne tapasidane cha. Sthiti saditi chochyate. Karma chaivattadirthiyam. Sadityevabhidhiyate. So Bhagwan expands further on the glory of this word Sat, as it says, Yagne Tapasi Dane. So it's the seventh case in Yajna. Yajna, as we have mentioned, it is when we set up the Yajna Kunda and we put the bricks and we invite the Panditji. We'll talk a little more about that. So Yajna is offerings in the fire. Tapas is not tapas, or does not only mean sitting somewhere in the Himalayas or standing on one leg for years, but tapas means any activity which is done for self-discipline. So maybe fasting one day a week, or getting up early in the morning to meditate, to do pranayam, you know, or doing some activity where I sacrifice my benefit and help others. So tapas is basically self-control, living in self-control. And dana is charity, giving to others. So in yajna, in tapas and dana, sthiti means firm abidance, strong abidance in that, doing these three things, yajna, tapas and dana, Sad iti. In this way, sad iti cha uchyate. That is called sat. So firm abidance in yajna, tapas, and dana. We'll talk more about that each one. And not only doing those activities, but karma chaiva tadarthiyam, and activities related to yajna, tapa, and dana, connected activities are also called sat eva abhidhiyate. It is said to be sat eva, sat alone. So what do we mean by sthiti? What do we mean by sthiti? Means abidance. So we all abide in something, you know, something we believe strongly. Like people who are physicists. So they live in a world of physics. So they will go to a conference where there will be all physicists. People who are in biology or zoology or medicine, when they go, their whole life, a doctor's whole life is medicine. Patients, medicines, when he goes to conference, he's thinking all the time. A computer person always lives in the world of computers. Sports people, football, you know, morning to evening, Saturday, Sunday, they are glued to the TV, college football, Monday night, Sunday night, all the time. And that's all they discuss, you know, and when they meet, you know, our team is doing well, it's not doing well. If the team is doing well, they have a party. If the team is not doing well, they have a double party. Why? Because they have to drown their sorrows in alcohol. So that is abidance, you know, that is what they live in. So that is called sthiti. So here Bhagavan says, abidance is not in. So each one of us lives in a particular world. We had talked about that also. So, but here it says yajna, tapas, and dana is the abidance. And it is said that even if something wrong has been done, by mistake I have done something wrong, but by chanting Om Tat Sat, by remembering God, one can purify the actions. It does not mean people say, oh, then I keep doing wrong. And at the end of the day, I say, Om Tat Sat, Bhagwan, will my actions be purified? He says, no, Bhagwan will say Om Tat Sat and give you the result of it. So it does not mean, what it means is that if I have done something wrong, then I remember God and say, oh God, I'm sorry, I apologize. I did something wrong, ask for forgiveness, and then correct my actions. So this is a reminder that I have to correct my actions, do sattvic actions. And by remembering God, as we said, it is impossible to do wrong actions. So if I have done something wrong, if I have made a mistake, so the one of the ways to do tapas. Tapas means, okay, I did something wrong. So next 1 month, I won't eat sweets, or every Monday I will fast for Lord Shivji, or every Wednesday for Vishnu Bhagwan. So doing some amount of self-control, so that to, of course, you can always apologize to the person we have harmed, but mentally doing some amount of tapas, some amount of deprivation of things I enjoy doing. Why? Because I have harmed. So to mentally to ask forgiveness from God and from my own self, that by doing that, I am able to reverse the adverse effects and pledge not to repeat again. So when I do that, then the idea is that I have made a mistake. By asking forgiveness of that person or of God, I then resolve. And that's the same thing what they do also in the Catholic Church, you know, when people come and they ask for forgiveness. So that is, and then another way is to do yajna. You know, yajna means, okay, I want to do an auspicious activity. So I invite the whole neighborhood, my friends, relatives, and then we, on a Saturday or a Sunday, do yajna. We set up the, you know, bricks in a particular way. It also has to be done. Yajna has to be done properly. The bricks have to be in a particular way. The fire, the wood. You cannot just get some old wood, but when you are cutting the the branches of the tree. To get firewood, you chant particular mantras. So all that is done. And in that yajna, suppose I made some mistake, you know, my chanting was not correct, or I chanted a Rig Veda mantra in a Yajur Veda yajna, for example. Then you ask Bhagwan Kaya, you know, please ask for God for forgiveness. That unknowingly I made the mistake. It does not mean that you have committed a sin, but I made that mistake. God, please forgive. That's why in Shiv Manas Puja, we say Kar Charana Pritam Va Kayajam Karma Jam Va Shravana Nayana Jam Va Manasam Va Paradam Vihitam Avihitam Va Sarva Metat Kshamasva Jaya Jaya Karunabde Shri Mahadeva Shambho. So that prayer in that one is to Lord Shiva. That if I have committed any mistakes by my hands or by my feet, did something wrong or went to some wrong place, kaya jam, or with my body, or with my speech, and or with my mind even, I thought about somebody negative or I saw something wrong, shravana nayana jam, or I heard some gossip about somebody which is untrue, manasam vaparadam, even if I have thought negative about somebody, that also is an aparadha. And jaya jaya, and all those, aparadha, please forgive me. Why? Because you are Karunabde, you are the ocean of compassion, Bhagwan. And I know you will forgive me if I am genuinely apologetic. So, and then even dana can also be, as I said, sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic. So by giving charity without expecting anything back, that is also called sat. Talking about charity, I just heard a true story about this old man who was very sick, and he had three sons. He was very, very sick. And he was in the hospital, and doctor said, nothing, kuch nahi ho sakta, you know, take him home. And so the sons brought him home and put him in the bed. And, you know, he was barely conscious. He has almost gone. And then he heard that godan, you know, giving cow as in a charity has a lot of punya. You know, if you do godan before you die, you will go straight to heaven. So he tells his sons, I want to do godan. I want to do donate a cow as in charity. So sons bring a cow, park her in the front yard, and you know, do little rituals around her before offering. And she does what cows do, you know, made a mess in the yard, and there was a lot of smell. But anyway, he did all the rituals and did the godan to the pandit. And so he thought, I mean, now I'm going, I'll go in peace. But surprisingly, he recovered. Instead of dying, he recovered. He got well. And few months that he was doing well. But he was quite old. And again, he got sick a second time. Again, they took him to the hospital. Again, doctor said, nothing can be done. Take him home. So he tells his children, I want to do godan again because I want to go to heaven. So again, they bring a cow and they do the rituals and the mass and everything. And he said, now I can die in peace because I have done godan second time. And he recovers again. So after he recovers, the children tell him, Pitaji, look, twice you have done godan. Now third time you do, we are not doing anymore. So the thing is, that charity, when it is done with the right attitude, so he was doing it, of course, with the right attitude. And so that is what it is, purifies your mind. When charity is done to the right person at the right time, at the right place, that's why they say Makar Sankranti, you know, 14th January, donations given on that day has a lot. Actually, donation any day is good. But Makar Sankranti is a particularly auspicious day to do good things for others, which is coming up on 14th January. So that is the benefit of yajna, dana, and tapas. And another thing I was reading is that the means are as important as the goal. People say, as long as my goal is okay, my end is okay, it doesn't matter. No, it's not the wrong means do not justify the right goal. Even if I have a right goal in mind, I have to use the right means. Using wrong means will make my action impure, even though the result may be good. So the means are as important as the goal. And while I am working in this world, I have to always remember that only truth, only reality, only Sat is Brahman, that supreme consciousness, which of course manifested as Bhagwan Krishna, Rama, you know, Lord Shiva, and also called Allah and Father in heaven. But that alone is Satyam, Brahman, Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya. On that true reality called Brahman, this world is an appearance. It's like a play, like a movie. Upon that, so constantly remembering Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya, that there is only one reality, one truth, which is God. And upon this, all of us have appeared as actors in the play, which Shakespeare also said, this whole world is the stage and we are all actors. And not only the yajna, tapa and dana, say I do a puja for 90 minutes or a yajna for 90 minutes. Not that alone is not sat, but even preparing. So say I'm doing a puja or a yajna in my house. And the day before I go to the grocery store, Panditji gives me a list, you know, bring this, bring this, bring this. So we bring all that. So that when it is done with that attitude that I'm doing Bhagwan's work, that is also sat. And then I clean the house. Then I, Bhagwan's murti, if I have, I decorate, make sure he looks beautiful, get fresh clothes for, new clothes for Bhagwan, get fresh flowers, clean the house. And then the actual puja is last for say 90 minutes. After that, everybody is, you know, I give them prasad, I give them lunch, and then afterwards clean up. So the all related activities to that puja or to that yajna is all sat. Or if I'm going to do some, start some community service project and say the project lasts for 6 months, but I have been planning for 6 months ahead, that is also sat. And then afterwards winding up that project. So sat is not only the activity, but all karma chaiva tadarthiyam, all activities related to it are sat. And when that is done with an attitude of sincerity, then even our sinful activities become purified. There's a beautiful incident in Jesus' life. He was sitting once with his devotees, and a lady comes there, Mary Magdalene. She is very famous. And she came and she sat on one side and she was just crying and crying. And Jesus looked at her compassionately, and she comes and falls down at his feet, and with her tears, she's washing Jesus' feet, and he just looks at her and she says, "Oh, you who walked on water, please wash away my sins with this ocean of tears." And she keeps on crying because she had done a lot of sinful activities, and Jesus looks at her compassionately and says that, "You have been forgiven. Go in peace." Because she was genuinely sorry for what, and she was forgiven. And with that action, he won her heart over, where not only she gave up all sinful activities, but became his best follower and stayed with him all the way until the day he was crucified. She took care of his needs and was his devotee and follower. So the point is that any of these activities, when they are, even they may be wrong, but if God's name is invoked and the saints' blessings are invoked, then even the most sinful activities can become sattvic. So that is the importance of chanting Om Tat Sat and remembering God in all activities. Then it is impossible to do sinful or wrong activities. We'll do the last shloka of this chapter 28. Ashraddhaya hutam dattam. Tapastaptam kritam chayat. Asadityuchyate partha. Nachatat pretya no iha. So he says, how about activities that are done without Shraddha, without the right faith, without the right attitude? Bhagwan ends with a warning to us in this chapter. He says, Ashraddhaya putam. Ashraddhaya means without faith. So when activities are done with faith, with the higher goal in mind, they are called sattvic. They are called Shraddhavan activities. But Ashraddhaya, without faith, without faith in God, without faith in this goodness. Hutam. Hutam means austerities. No, hutam means yajnas. So yajnas that are performed, as we had studied a few weeks back, that are just done for show, for austerity, to show how religious I am, how spiritual I am, or to just done it for, you know, to make somebody else look inferior. Look, I have done a better. So Ashraddhaya, when a yajna is done, or even charity is done, a charity, as I mentioned, is done, what will I, like, I give a donation to the politician. Why? Because when he gets elected, then he will get me the contract. So that donation, that charity is not correct. So any charity done, any, even tapas done, as we had seen before, sometimes people do tapas where they torture their body with the wrong understanding. So tapas taptam kritam chayata. When these activities are done without Shraddha, without faith, without the right means, then it is asat. So if there is no faith, then your activity is not sat, it is asat. Uchyate, it is said to be, O Partha, O Arjuna, said to be asat. And it won't give you any benefit in this world or in the afterworld. Even if you have done activity, but if you have done with the wrong attitude or the wrong motive, in this world, people will figure it out that this person is not honest. And of course, Bhagwan sitting in the heart knows. So if you think that by doing a wrong activity, you will go to the highest. No, that will not happen. The karmas will come because the karma phaladata is sitting right in our heart. So any karma I do will not give me any punya either in this world or in the afterworld also hereafter. So as we said, faith is faith in God, faith in scriptures, faith in Guru, and then faith in my intrinsic ability to do good. So when I do activities, I should have faith. And we have faith in everywhere. Like we get on the plane, we don't go into the cockpit and tell the pilot, show me your license. I want to be sure you know how to fly. No, we have faith that if the airline hired him, he must know how to fly a plane. When we go, you know, to the pharmacy and the pharmacist gives us some pills, we don't say, I want to analyze these pills. I assume if he says metoprolol succinate, that's what he has given me. We have faith in that. So this whole world runs on faith. So that's what he says. Faith should be the most important factor, faith in God and in the scriptures. And if that is not there, then that is asat. That is untruth, that is false, that is not correct. And faith is very important. Like we've, you know, this teenager, and suppose the Swamiji comes to the house or Mahatma comes, you say, bow down and touch his feet. Why should I touch? I don't touch anybody's feet. You were watching a movie yesterday also, the same thing. This girl says she was a young educator. I'm not going to touch people's feet. Why should I? He may be a saint, or he may be a father or grandfather, or you go to the temple and you tell the, you know, bow down before God. Either that's not God, that's just a stone statue. So if I do not have faith, then my activities will be asat, will be wrong. And Bhagwan says in the Gita, Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. If you need knowledge, you have to have faith. Like even if I go to school or to college and there is a teacher or a professor and I do not have faith, I don't think this person knows much, then I'll never learn. When you go, even in computers, you know, when you're learning from somebody or in sports, learning how to play golf or learning how to play tennis, you hire a coach that you have faith in, then only you can learn, whether it's a tennis pro or a tennis coach or a golf coach. So Shraddha is the first requirement. So if I want to get knowledge, spiritual knowledge especially, other knowledge you could get. You can say, okay, online I will study. I don't need to have faith in who has written. But in spiritual knowledge, faith in the guru is very important, that my guru will guide me right. And if yajna, dana, or tapa is done without faith, without invoking God's name, then the results cannot be permanent. If I want permanent results, I have to do them dedicated to God. It is like building a castle in the sand. You know, you build a beautiful castle. We find children will sit down and build this nice castle. And you go for a walk and come back half an hour later, the tide has come and the whole castle is washed away. So similarly, our activities which are not dedicated to God and not done for the benefit of the community, done selfishly, the results are temporary. If you want permanent result, like if you want a permanent house, you build it with brick, not with sand. So similarly, if you want permanent results, the activities have to be dedicated to the higher. And another meaning of asat is ignorance. As I said, I do not know what is right. I do not know what is the truth. And I do not know what is the right way to work. So that's why they say, you know, my way or the highway. You know, that is selfish way. You do it my way, otherwise I. So taking everybody, including everybody, is sat, but doing things selfishly is asat. And how does this unselfish activity start? How do these wrong activities start? They say they start in the mind. Negative thoughts lead to negative speech and to negative actions. So a person first has to have negative thoughts. And even if they don't become negative speech or negative actions, he's polluting the atmosphere. You know, like we say, oh, the air is very polluted in the San Joaquin Valley, or, you know, like in Delhi or in Mexico City, they say there is so much pollution in the air, so many cars, so many factories, so much emission. So that is physical pollution. But the masters tell us, just as there is this spiritual atmosphere, which we call Akash, which is this visible space, there is Sukshma Akash. There is also a subtle space, which is the space of thoughts. Our thoughts also are in a Sukshma Akash, in a subtle space. And just as you can pollute the air with, say, our car is not properly inspected, you know, we haven't done the smog and a lot of smoke is coming out, you are polluting the air. Similarly, a negative thoughts pollute the air also. So they say just as one should have a smog check in our car, I should have a smog check in my mind. Avoid negative thoughts, because sooner or later they will result in negative actions. Even if they don't, I remember listening to one Mahatma. He said that even thinking negative about somebody is also a sinful activity. So that's what they say, that one who does things like that, it is asat. And I was reading another commentary where it says that trees are great yogis, because if there were no trees on this earth, the earth would become unlivable. We would not be able to live even for a day if there were no trees, because the trees are constantly removing carbon dioxide and putting oxygen in the air. And that is the constant activity of all trees. And that's why we owe a great debt of gratitude to trees, unnecessarily cutting trees. That's what they say. Before cutting trees, you should plant trees. In India, there was a movement called Chipko movement, where people used to go and where people, there were trees were being unnecessarily cut. These people would go and hold on to the trees and hug them and say, before you cut the tree, you have to cut me. So the idea is that trees have to be revered because they are like yogis. They give without expecting anything in return. Once the trees are planted, nothing on rainwater just nourishes them and they help us. So similarly, wise people are like trees because they are constantly giving physically, emotionally, even mentally. They teach us, you know, all this, whatever commentaries we have heard from Swami Chinmayananda. And so these Mahatmas are like trees that are constantly giving without expecting back. And it is because of them that this earth is sustained and this world is maintained, because of these Mahatmas, because of these great souls that came and inhabited the earth and left for us beautiful teachings to follow. So that's what they're saying. Our life should be like trees, giving more than what we receive. We also chant in our pledge every Sunday, the children after the Balvihar, they go into the hall and they chant, you know, they pledge. And they say, producing more than what we consume and giving more than what we receive. So when my activities are with that goal in mind, that I should give more and take less from society. That's what Puja Gurudev says. Live in the minimum, create the maximum, and give the entire thing to the world outside. So that's what we find in the lives of great saints and Mahatmas, where their life was just a life of service, giving. And we see that in people like Nelson Mandela and Martin Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi and so on, where they did a lot for John F. Kennedy, that's what John F. Kennedy says, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. So that's what they say, live our life like trees, take minimum from society and give back. And so that is what. So today we have studied about Sat. So we talked about Om and Tat last week. Sat is existence, it is truth, it is reality. And activities that are done dedicated to God with faith are Sat. And those done without faith are Asat. And our choice is to do activities that are dedicated to God and do activities for the benefit of all. So chanting Om Tat Sat should remind us of that supreme reality, that, and this is it. So we'll end here. We have time for questions. If anybody has any questions, comments, please feel free to add. I'll put it on gallery view so we can see everybody. Yeah. There are a few people on Zoom also. Yeah. Okay, any questions, any comments? Kerry, you have a question? Let me see.
I didn't quite catch the name of January 14th, the donating day.
Oh, January 14th is Makar Sankranti. M-A-K-A-R Sankranti. S-A-N-K-R-A-N-T-I. Makar Sankranti is one of the most auspicious days in the Hindu calendar. It's also the solstice, you know, the winter solstice is around that time. It's in this around December, January.
December.
It is considered as a very auspicious day. And some places consider it as a new year.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Any other questions, any comments? Anybody in the audience here or on Zoom? Kusum, would you like to add anything?
Not much, but Guruji has said that we all have three, the faith, because this chapter is of faith. So he says that we have three qualities of
little
faith.
Little loud. Can you speak a little loud so they in the hall they can hear you?
Guruji says that we this, since this chapter is about three kinds of faith, Guruji says there are three qualities of faith, sattvika, rajasika, and tamasika. So if we have this mixture of these faiths, we don't have completely one or the other, so that it brings a mixture of results like joy, sorrow in our life. So he says, try to bring more sattvic faith in ourselves, become more sattvic, and that will integrate peace and a lot of happiness in our lives. So he says, how to do that? Just to bring in all our actions a sattvic activity. And he gives examples from Hamsa Gita, where sloka number 4 says that how to increase sattvic qualities, which will be like reading, like what we're doing, the Gita classes, what we're reading the Shastras. Also, as we said in the chapter, what kind of food we're eating, what kind of water we're drinking, what company we're keeping, where are we going, what place we're going, what time we are doing, plus we, you know, our sanskaras from birth, traditions, what mantras we're chanting, meditation. All of these, if we choose the sattvic kind, our sattvic mind will become that way. And also all our thoughts and actions will be sattvic. And then we will don't have to do anything to obtain outside objects or anything to get happiness and peace. But this itself will give you peace and happiness. And that's why Lord Krishna also says, whatever activity or whatever actions we do, make it more sattvic to have more benefit for us. Right. Spiritually and materially, both. Thank you.
I'll just, for those who couldn't hear very well, she said that Bhagavan Krishna and Puja Gurudev tell us, and Swami Tejo Mayananji, that our activities, we are a mixture of sattva, rajas, and tamas, all of us. We have some sattvic, some rajasic, some tamasic qualities, but as far as possible, try to do activities that are pure, that are dedicated to the higher, whether it's diet, I should eat the right kind of food, right kind of activity, constantly keeping that. So this 17th chapter helps us to purify our mind, purify our activities, make them dedicated to God, make them dedicated to the higher. And activities that bring the community together instead of dividing. That's why this sat is that existence, that one changeless, which shows us the oneness of everybody, that everybody is one. Even though we distinguish, okay, he's black, he's white, he's, you know, South Indian, North Indian, Gujarati, but actually we are all human. That is one. And not only that, but the oneness, seeing oneness in all beings, whether it's animals, birds, plants, fish, even inanimate objects, even stones, everything is that one. So thank you, Kusum. Anybody else has any questions, comments? Okay, so just a couple of announcements. Yes, go ahead, please.
I just wanted to share, my mother till date sings every morning, Hari Om Tat Sat, Hari Om Tat Sat, Mahamantra Hai Tu Isi Ko Japagar. Today I understood how we are connected. All these years, I did not know. I just thought she sings it. But today is a good enlightenment for me.
Thank you. Thank you. She said that her mother always chants Hari Om Tat Sat. You could hear me, right? So her mother always chants Hari Om Tat Sat in the morning. So now she knows why this is a Maha Mantra. So that's why we need, you know, Puja Gurudev, who translated Bhagavad Gita for us, which was in Sanskrit. So, and that's the glory of these gurus and our parents, because they do so many things, but we don't know the meaning, why they are being done, but through right knowledge. So thank you for that comment. Yes. So we have a couple of announcements. From next week, we'll start chapter number 18, which is 18 is the last chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, is the summary of the entire Bhagavad Gita is summarized in the 18th chapter. So we'll start that from next Sunday. Every Sunday, we try to do about 3 or 4 shlokas. Also, some people are requesting a weekly meditation class. They wanted guided meditation. So we have decided that for every Sunday, because the Bhagavad Gita starts at 11, but from 10:20 to 10:50, for about 30 minutes. We'll do some guided meditation. We'll talk about meditation and do guided meditation. Maybe if you don't mind, can you get a paper? If somebody has a paper or if you can. Yeah, and everybody, whoever wants to join the meditation class, can give us their phone number. Then we can make a WhatsApp group, and then I can. There are some. I have a website for guided meditation, and a talk on what, why, when, where, how. What is meditation? When? So those who are interested in learning about meditation, we'll do a group meditation every Sunday, and then whatever we study here, then everybody can practice on their own. So maybe if anybody is interested, either you can send me a message and we'll make a WhatsApp group. Just send me a message and we'll make a WhatsApp group. And then every Sunday from 10:20 to 10:50, half an hour, we'll have guided meditation. And I'll try to speak a little bit about different techniques of meditation. And then we'll take a 10-minute break. And then at 11, we'll have the Bhagavad Gita class. So we'll start from next Sunday, guided meditation, 10:20 to 10:50. So, and then 11 o'clock, the regular class. And anybody here is interested, also will announce in the Balvihar and send a message to everybody and WhatsApp. And then we'll make a WhatsApp meditation group that we can send messages. And also I can post the website for that is for guided meditation. So we'll end here. Any questions, comments? If not, we'll do the closing.
Anil Bhai.
Yes.
It will be included the Zoom too, is it?
Yeah, it will be on Zoom also. It is those who are in town should come here because the meditation is always better in person. But yeah, we'll do it on Zoom. So those who are not in town can definitely log in on Zoom. Yes. So it will be on Zoom at 10:20.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Makaschid Dukha Bhagbhave. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Guru Pyona. Harihi Om. Thank you very much. See you next Sunday. Harihi Om.
Thank you so very much.
Hariyo.
Thank you, Hariyo.